So just by way of a bit of an overview and summary, this whole reading is really about a change in the relationship of the internal to the external. And so what we have here is the burial of Israel. And what that is the indrawing or the elevation of spiritual good from the natural out of the level of memory knowledge. So it's becoming as something integrated into the life. That's what the burial and resurrection idea means. And what's noticeable is that once that has occurred, then you have this dialogue that takes place between Joseph and his brothers and their concerns. So suddenly there's nothing between them and Joseph, and they are in anxiety and fear, so they make up this story about what Jacob had said and put that to Joseph to try and mitigate against Joseph taking revenge on them. So the idea there is that from a lower level, things of a more interior quality always look threatening. As those things descend, as what is good and true approaches, it means that certain things get shown up for what they are and change needs to take place. And that is something that initially is resisted. So even in our own life, the things of the word, things of the Lord, as they approach and start to touch on things that are associated with our love, particularly things that we're identified with, there's an initial resistance that occurs. And the resistance is what gives space for reflection. And the reflection aspect is where rationality and freedom come into the picture. So this dialogue starts to occur. And what you have is an opening up of the reality of the situation, which is not that Joseph is going to exact revenge, but that all he is concerned with is their good and their well-being. So this correlates with our own experience of the Word and the Lord as that which would cause us apparent distress because of what the demands we perceive might be. But then as we enter into the process, we discover that it's the Lord's mercy and love that actually is driving the whole thing. So I thought it was just a really nice affirmation of our own misgivings that can arise in this process, but the reassurance that comes. And of course, as was pointed out, trust and hope come having passed through the process. And when you think about that, that just makes sense, right? Because you've been carried through it and you've come out the other side in preparation for your next round.